Where in the Bible will I find adding to and taking from the Word of God? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. Moses said, "Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you." Deuteronomy 4, verse 2. It is repeated in Deuteronomy 12, 32 and Joshua 1, 7. Proverbs 30, 5 and 6 expresses it this way. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. Add thou not unto His words, lest He reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. If the Old Testament law, temporal in its rule, sealed by the blood of animals, was thus sacred and guarded from sacrilegious touch by the hand of man, how much more sacred the perfect and everlasting law of God, given through the Word that was with God, and sealed by the blood of His only begotten Son? To displace God's order under the Jewish dispensation with an order of men was to despise the law of Moses. To turn from the law sealed by the blood of Christ, to take from it or add to it, is to trample underfoot the blood of the Son of God, and to do despite to the Spirit of grace. To change the Word of God by adding to or taking from it as God has given it is to assume the prerogative of God, and claim to be wiser than He, and to be possessed of more than His authority. Through the ages, man has taken from the Word of God, and he has added to it. In the Christian age, people have left the true teachings of the Bible, and they have held to their own feelings and ideas. They have substituted their own doctrine for the doctrine of God, which has brought about a multiplicity of denominations unknown in the Bible. Jesus warns, "And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the tree of life, and out of the holy city, which are written in this book. If any man shall add unto them, God shall add unto him the plagues which are written in this book." Revelation 22, 18 and 19.